Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn from the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. First, I want to congratulate the businesses and individuals who were honored last week by the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce. Some of the winners include Business of the Year, C. Crane Company, Citizen of the Year, Jeannie Doris, Small Business of the Year, Clendenin Cider Works, and New Business of the Year, Mad Metals. I'm a little late weighing in on the goings-on on the Coastal Commission and the controversy surrounding the ousting of the executive director, but it's been on my mind. What I've witnessed over the past 13 years since moving to Humboldt County and working for a company that was the focus of lots of propaganda from extremists is that sometimes staff becomes more powerful than the board, that the executive director of an organization like the Coastal Commission has an agenda and can often encourage the board to go along with it. I don't know firsthand what happened at the Coastal Commission. I saw what happened after the firing. The extremists want you to believe that it was developers behind the ouster. The board claimed that it was not the case. One local political, angered by the ouster, said in defense of the executive director, enforcing the Coastal Act is not an agenda. It is a responsibility of the Coastal Commission. Shouldn't it be interpreting the Coastal Act is not an agenda and it is the responsibility of the Coastal Commissioners, not the executive director? To me, that is more accurate. About a week after the ouster, Assemblymember Wood announced that he would propose that lobbying of government bodies like the Coastal Commission needed to be transparent. That if you were going to try to influence a group like the Coastal Commission, then you had to register as a lobbyist. What do you think of when you first hear lobbyist? Developers? Paying for decisions? Maybe, but that description doesn't just fit developers. Some of the most influential lobbyists are the extreme so-called environmentalists with their own not-so-transparent agenda. They have had the biggest influence over the Coastal Commission in recent years. They will need to register as well. Some people called the recent Coastal Commission move political. It's only political when it doesn't go your way. Someone on the Board of Supervisors said the same thing recently about the Coastal Commission as they did when the makeup of the Board of Supervisors changed a few years ago. Both times, this person said, their work prior to the change had been policy-oriented, and now, with the changes, it has become political. That's funny because I thought just the opposite when the current Board of Supervisors came in. Finally, it wasn't political, and I feel the same way about the Coastal Commission. Finally, it's not political. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.